Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Thanks for listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys, let's talk about your football season coming up. Let's make it more fun. Let's get into Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy. .com. You can do it on your laptop or download the app. Obviously, have it on your phone. It makes it much more simple. When you make your first deposit to Underdog Fantasy, use promo code Lance, and they're going to match your first deposit up to $100. So what does that mean for you? Well, I mean, a $100 deposit turns into $200 in your account, but you must use promo code Lance. And there's so many great things to take a look at with Underdog Fantasy. They make it so fun to sweat games and watch games. How about the Pick'em contest? The Pick'em element that they have there on the on their app. You can pick higher or lower with statistics on individual players. You can be a baseball with runs or hits or strikeouts. It can be in football. They've got college. They've got pro. You've got to pick anywhere between 2 and 5, and it will pay a multiplier of what your original play was. It's completely legal in Texas, and, yes, you can win real money. How about if you pick 5 out of 5, you win 20 times your original play? That's what's going on at Underdog Fantasy. It makes it so much more fun, and, of course, daily fantasy and season-long fantasy where they take the highest score each week, and that's what you end up with. This is a chance for you to make real money, have real fun, and do it with promo code Lance and get a match of up to $100 on your first deposit. Must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
You're listening to John and Lance live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios at the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles. ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers, KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
Altuve on a 3-1 pitch, delivers high and deep. Maldonado cranks one to left. Molly gets into the hit party. Maldonado! It's his third home run in his last 5 at-bats! 4 home runs in 5 at-bats? Are you kidding me, Tuve? Could it be 4 in a row? 4 in a row for Altuve! 5 and 6 at-bats!
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
Tuve, do it!
Maldonado!
Pretty funny stuff. Shut up, Frank. Frank is always getting on him, isn't he?
Well, that's just the Astros, right? That's the reign of terror that they brought to the park yesterday.
Yeah. Listen, Maldonado's hitting. It's great. Whenever he homer, whatever he's been hitting lately, that's awesome because he's going to be on the field. So if people who think, oh, I hate to see, don't hate to see that. Maldonado's going to be on the field. Enjoy Maldonado getting, actually, he's been hitting a lot better lately.
He has. And with, you know, he's always had pop.
Yeah.
Maldonado, even when he, like, he is the one guy that does have pop, too. And so it's been nice. And yesterday, huge. I mean, yeah, Maldonado with 2 home runs yesterday. Altuve with 3 home runs in 3 innings. You had Yordan cranked on the left. It got so bad they had to bring in a position player to take on the Astros. But unfortunately, Alex Bregman grounded into a double play. I think he was just so, you know, he got hit by a pitch after one of the many home runs. And I think he really wanted to hit one out of the ballpark. And it ended up kind of just pulling it ground ball, double play. It was basic 6-4-3. But
yeah.
It was a great night for Fromber. Fromber looked fantastic. The bats were alive and well.
We were watching that
just
together.
Just a beating.
We were watching that together. Does somebody need to get dotted on the Rangers tonight? I mean, that was crap hitting Bregman like that.
I mean, I wouldn't have a problem with it.
I wouldn't have a problem
with it. I would have handled it yesterday. But.
And Verlander's the kind of guy I think. But, you know, you got Scherzer on the other side.
Yeah, I don't think they want to put a runner on at all. And well, Verlander has – yesterday's when you handle it. You got a huge lead.
Yeah. Well, yeah, right. And they didn't. They didn't do it. But Fromber came back out, and he just was – you know what? He was classy about it. But that's just a load of crap hitting Bregman way that they did. Jose Altuve, Robert Flores tweeted, well, he X'd, no, he posted on X. He said, boy, people are going to be so mad when Altuve is a Hall of Famer, gets elected to the Hall of Fame. And you know what? They're right. He's right. And people are going to be so mad.
And it's the dumbest thing ever, so it shouldn't matter.
Listen, we did a sports map video the other day, last week, me and Josh, and it was about... Look at the teams that really were cheating. Look at Jose Altuve. He has verified that he is a Hall of Famer. He is one of the great hitters.
He's having one of his best seasons in a long
right
time.
Now, the Yankees suck ever since they can't cheat anymore. The Red Sox suck ever since they can't cheat anymore. Who are the real cheaters in baseball?
I think steroid guys couldn't do it before, and then couldn't do it after.
I mean,
except for Bonds,
it is ridiculous that this Astros team is still vilified the way it is when Altuve, especially Altuve, is proving what a great player he is. He is so awesome. He is, and he's just even a better guy. And for him to be facing this all over, but I tell you what, he loves it. He eats it up because everywhere where they boo him, he just gets better and better.
Have you ever seen a player that I think about this? You know, this is one of the things, and the Biggio Bagwell era had some great fun Astro stuff. There's no question. I would argue that in my life of watching Astros baseball, which has been my entire existence, you know, this is easily the most fun time is this era, I should say. You know, it started in 15 for me, but I'll go ahead and say 17 if you want to. But 15 really expands on how long this has been.
Yeah.
And 16, they didn't make playoffs, but then 17, everything took off. I've never seen a player have so much joy playing a sport than Jose Altuve. I don't think in Houston, not Akeem Olajuwon, not anyone that I can think of. Great players, definitely not Warren Moon. He dealt with a lot of crap here. Not Earl Campbell. I think the player who plays with the most joy, has the most fun, is easily Jose Altuve.
Yeah.
It's not even close.
Yeah.
He laughs on the field with guys. He's having a good time. He laughs and talks with players from other team. He's a little 5'6" player who can hit it so far. It just doesn't seem like that should be possible.
And I love that Fox highlighted him the other day when he was playing second base, and they were asking him questions and whatnot. They were asking him about his favorite Taylor Swift song, and while he's playing the game,
yeah,
so I'm hoping that kind of stuff.
We didn't get to talk about that, by the way. What I was really against players having to do that, and I still think that it could be very distracting. But I will admit, it's captivating.
It is.
It's captivating.
It really
at
is.
Any position. Now, second baseman, where the action can come hot and heavy, that was a little surprising.
Bregman's done it at third.
I know. Bregman has done it at third. Now, you think Kyle Tucker, I don't think you'll get a lot out of Kyle Tucker. You don't want center fielder. You probably don't want Yordan. The best ones would be probably.
Well, they did
probably,
Tucker, too. They did Tucker, too.
Did they do Tucker
in
the past?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they did.
They've done, well, like, Pena, the best would be Pena and Altuve. With Altuve would be the best because he's gone through, I mean, singing the Taylor Swift song was
right.
You know,
can you sing it for us?
Yeah, and he.
I don't know what like, it is.
No, sing it for us.
My daughter is ever yeah. or whatever. It was hilarious.
Ever.
What I'm hoping is that kind of stuff is going to endear him to the rest
That's
of the country.
Did you think about that when that was happening?
Yeah.
First thing I thought of is it humanizes the guy who really is about the most human player I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like ever in any sport. Of covering sports my entire life and watching my entire life in this city, it's just not even close. He's the most human player to an extent, I would say Berkman was a lot like that too, but even Berkman had a more guarded, you know, the family, this guard. I talk to people all the time who say, and who have stories about, oh, I saw how, I've never seen Jose Altuve out anywhere.
Yeah.
They'll be at a restaurant and they'll see Jose Altuve and they say he's the nicest guy in the world.
Nicest guy. My wife saw him out at a restaurant. She was having lunch and she saw him there and she didn't go up to him because she didn't want to bother him, but all kinds of people were going up to him and he couldn't have been nicer to everybody. He's just the best guy. So he's got 5 home runs and 6 at bats. Now, everybody went, this is all over the, it's all over Twitter, time and time again, and people are just crushing. It's Dave Raymond and whoever his, oh, it's C.J. Nitkowski.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Raymond and C.J. Nitkowski.
Former Astros employees.
Both former Astros employees. Now they are really, I mean, Paul Gallant goes over everything that they say every time the Astros play the Rangers.
He does
entire segments on just Rangers baseball announcers. So here is Altuve batting for the 7th time. He's got 5 home runs and 6 at bats. And here are the Rangers announcers talking about those 5 home runs and 6 at bats.
I saw a note here that said Jose Altuve just the 3rd player in Major League history to homer in each of his first 3 at bats in the first 3 innings of a game. Manny Machado did it in 2016, and Carl Reynolds did it in 1930.
Well, hear me out on this.
Yeah.
Bouncer, third base. Duran throws him out. When you're sitting there bragging about his 6 hits, I would just say, I mean, it's easy to get 6 hits when you hit them over the fence.
Yeah.
It's not like the other, you don't give the other team a chance to even get you out. So it's not really, I mean, it's not that great.
No, I think you bring up a good point, right? Couldn't do it there.
Right. I mean, if he give the Rangers a chance, I think they could fairly well get him. I mean, even the base hit he had that he kept in the yard the other day would throw him out at second. So I don't know. I'm not sure I'm impressed yet. 0-2 on Pena.
That's just snarky. That's just funny baseball player with a dry sense of humor.
That was Dave
That's
Raymond.
All that is.
Oh, that was Raymond? Raymond. Yeah, it was Dave Raymond.
That's Raymond
CJ
saying that?
CJ was the other. Yeah, CJ was the other voice.
CJ has the big play-by-play voice.
No. Well, CJ was doing the reading the stats he had gotten handed to him.
That's just funny baseball now. It's like, I don't know if I'm impressed
yet. Everybody's like, and I'm like, guys.
Oh, they think it's
real.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if he just give him a chance, he hit it out of the park. I swear to God, it is so upsetting to me that people have no comedic sense of timing of sarcasm. They don't understand. It's really, really disappointing to me to see how many people don't understand the comedy. I can't believe you have to explain this.
Yeah.
The comedy is they're saying, well, I'm not that impressed. If he'd keep it in the ballpark,
we could get him out.
Not that hard to get a hit when he hits it over the fence. Do you not see the comedy of this?
Yeah.
It's just dry wit, you dummies.
I mean,
you dum-dums.
It's person after
person. I'm sorry, but I'm tired of people being so stupid. The stupidity of people on Twitter is, I'm sorry, I know it's X. I'm just going to have a hard time.
I'm going to call it Twitter.
The stupidity of people who just literally have no idea.
So this guy tweeted us, if y'all don't roast this announcer tomorrow, I'll boycott y'all's segment. And I retweeted it and I said, well, and Emily Nyman said, what the F this guy talking about? And I laughed my ass off. This is some of the most ridiculous analysis I've ever heard. And I said, I gotta believe these guys. They're joking here.
No,
man, you can't believe this ship.
People don't.
They can't believe this ship. So
John said ship.
I said ship, and they can't believe this ship. It's a joke, everybody. We did say. I guess I. Oh, he ended it with. I guess I am impressed. Okay.
We didn't get. I don't
Dave Raymond was joking, everybody. But you should see the number of people on Twitter
are
like, what a-holes.
Do you notice that people, there's a there's funny stuff that happens. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys ever do this. If you're on a Reels or a TikTok or an Instagram and something funny happens and it's pure comedy. It's something funny happened. And if you go down the comments, eventually you get to the person, well, actually, this isn't funny because of this. And or I don't see the humor in this person. It is, the world is full of not funny people now who don't want anyone to have fun. Their whole intent and purpose of life now is to find things that are wrong and to be upset. And so I think that naturally they just can't even recognize any dry humor anymore. If you can't deal with dry humor, you're not going to like Dell for sure. You're not going to like Chris Solis.
No.
You're not going to like a lot of the people that I like. A lot of the comedians I like, you won't like them. Because dry wit and humor is what's, I mean, to me, that's hilarious.
Dave Raymond tried and failed to replace Milo Hamilton. That should tell you something. Dave Raymond is just laughable. Rangers broadcast team.
These people are, I can't believe
now, now what Dave a total Raymond's, Homer clown show.
Now Dave Raymond's ability to call a baseball game is in the question because you don't get that he's messing around.
Yeah.
Rangers are poverty and jealous and watching their dreams burn down. They want just a bad attempt at a joke.
Astros Twitter really struggled. Oh, anybody who puts a hashtag Twitter, like if you're a sport Twitter or a team slash Twitter, a lot of times I have noticed, not all, but a lot of those people will struggle with being able to keep things in perspective and have a sense of humor because they're always on the ready because they're fighting other fans. We're here to defend the honor of our Twitter. We're here to defend our city. We're going to fight the other fans on our Twitter. Oh, they are so tough. Oh, thanks. Thanks for your work. Thanks for your service. I guess I need to tell all these dum-dums on hashtag Twitters, thank you for your service for defending our city and defending our country of Houston. Defending the country of Houston and defending the country of Astros so that, okay, Jessica Alba's on TV. Let's stop.
All right, we got to take a break.
Yeah, hurry up and
7:13
break.
7:13 ESPN 97.5.
And look what she's wearing this time.
What? I don't want to look at that.
What are you watching? I know we don't have.
Well, we got a TV that's only that doesn't play sports. We can't, so we're watching Sin City.
Yeah, we don't have access to DirecTV right now, or any streaming, or any cable service.
We're
watching on demand movies. During the Josh and the Who show that I filled in for, I watched Point Break.
I saw Point Break was on.
Yeah, I was watching Point Break.
I'm not listening to it, but I don't have to listen to Jessica Alba.
Point Break is totally sweet.
That's not Jessica Alba. That's too skinny in the
what? In the what?
In the lowers.
In the lowers. That's in her. The lower half?
Yeah, because that's what we say. No, it's not her. I don't think that's her.
What are you talking about?
That's not. I don't know if that's Jessica Alba. Because the first time I see Jessica Alba, first of all, she is. Oh.
That's what
we got live, so you guys are getting distracted.
Oh, yeah. Bruce Willis. That's Bruce Willis. That's Jessica Alba.
It might be Jessica Alba. Yeah. I'm waiting for the leather pants.
The whole problem with this movie is the storyline is very dark, including the Jessica Alba storyline.
This had to be a comic strip at some point.
Yeah, it was a we call it graphic novel.
Yeah.
It was a very dark storyline with Jessica Alba. It wasn't great for her and the character.
No, it wasn't great for anybody.
But if you've seen the movie.
I don't remember the movie. I don't remember any of the story. I watched the other day.
Let's go.
That's you started it.
You did. You brought it.
I've been trying to get to break on time. Here, you know what is great? Football. Football's back. Okay? We got pro football this weekend. How are you going to bet on it? Let's go. I am so excited. And the NFL season starts tomorrow, as a matter of fact. The NFL season is here. College football, we've had the first weekend. Did you win? Did you lose? Did you not bet? Why are you not betting? You got to get on my bookie. You got to get on my bookie. You're going to put in promo code BET975. And listen, you're going to claim your deposit bonus. You got a deposit bonus when you go to mybookie.ag, BET975. You've also get it. You get a free chip to use in the MyBookie Casino. So you got that as well. You got the first two legs of your parlay hit. Well, you can cash out early now. I want to get out of that third bet. That's not a problem. You can use those funds on another bet or let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. But I've never seen a cash out system on a parlay. But you can do it. You can do it at mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. And bet anything, anytime, anywhere. You're looking for a great place to play, easy to navigate. The site is awesome. Mybookie.ag, promo code BET975.
Yeah.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
He's so hard-headed. This is the 2014 Sin City, and Ruth Langmore's in it.
Well, I thought she just looks just like... I didn't know there was a second Sin City. I thought there was only one Sin City.
Yeah, there was a sequel.
Yeah, there's a sequel. 2014.
Well, then I don't care about this one.
What?
Sin City 1 is where Jessica's dancing in the leather pants.
Yeah, that's it.
And 2, she's on a mission to get revenge.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Huh? For things that happened to her.
See?
And I don't know if I care about this. I was about to say, man, there's another girl who looks just like Ruth Langmore from 2005. That's impossible.
Have you even mentioned that the Astros are now lead the division by one game over Seattle?
They're 5 games away from leading by 6, though.
2 games over the Rangers, and the Rangers... who we couldn't catch. Remember when there's no chance we could catch the Rangers?
Once again, that wasn't the conversation.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
No. Everybody that I talked, the Astros can't catch the Rangers. Everybody said that.
No,
there's no chance they win the division.
Easy,
they
Trump.
Can get the wild card.
Everybody.
Easy, Trump. Everybody.
Everybody is not in this room.
Everybody.
That's not true.
We said there's no chance they're going to win by 6 games.
Okay. They already got a 2-game lead on the Rangers, who they were chasing
but
at
not
the
on
time.
Seattle.
Okay, but Seattle came out of nowhere. Everybody said they couldn't.
You're not going to be able to change
stop,
it on us.
Stop. The Rangers aren't even in the playoffs right now.
I know.
Toronto's in the playoffs.
They played terrible baseball.
Toronto is 77-62. The Rangers are 76-62. I don't know what their season series is. Who gets the tiebreaker? I know that the Astros don't get the tiebreaker. The Blue Jays get the tiebreaker against the Astros. The Mariners get the tiebreaker against the Astros. But the Astros have the tiebreaker against the Rangers. That's useless because the Rangers aren't even going to be there. The Rangers are terrible. Tonight is Verlander versus Scherzer tonight. Scherzer has been great. Scherzer's last outing, he gave up no runs over 7 innings and they lost the game. So he has been fantastic for them. They're 4-2 in games he started, and they should be 5-1.
Mm-hmm.
This is a tough one, especially the way. Okay, which Justin Verlander we see tonight? I mean,
I don't know.
This is dude is better step up. But the way that the Astros are hitting in that ballpark, though, I fear for Scherzer. If you want to know the truth, the way they're hitting right now,
well, maybe you don't fear for him.
Well, I fear for his life.
Yeah, I would fear for his life too.
Yeah, yeah. The way that they're pounding. This Rangers
have they been killing pitchers, and I haven't seen it.
Yeah,
I mean, metaphorically.
Everybody.
But we're talking about murder. You think they're going to
murdering pitchers, Scherzer?
Yes. He's not going to live through the night?
They're killing and murdering, metaphorically, yes. Scherzer's career may not make it through the night.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's actually, yeah, he said what he said.
That's what I said, and I'm not taking it back.
Look at that.
Yeah. Why are we?
Look at what?
Can you stop with this movie? Turn this off, okay? I don't need to see Ray Liotta, okay, doing what he's doing now.
What about that girl?
Yeah, that looks like Jessica Lawrence, but it's not. Jennifer Lawrence, rather. Yeah, it's not, though. Anyway, so the Astros. See,
He has the remote. I don't have it.
I got to turn this off.
Turn this off.
Ray doesn't have any pants on.
I don't have the remote working.
Good Lord,
it.
Ray Liotta has no pants on.
And Josh Brolin is sitting there watching. Is he...
He's taking pictures too.
Yeah, it's too much.
It's way too much. Way too much. We gotta stop this.
You did it to yourself.
No, yeah. Get back to Astros figuratively murdering.
You know
careers.
Who that is? That's the hottie in Ted Lasso. That's not Jennifer Lawrence. That's the girl in Ted Lasso.
I know you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Drawing connections between the movie and the series. Yeah, I think I know.
That's who that is. That Ray Liotta didn't have his pants on for.
I'm trying to get on to murdering pitchers. I thought we were on a pretty good path of killing pitchers. I just noticed Ray Liotta didn't have pants on was doing things.
Watching you two try to do a sports radio show while naked men are on television is how we should do things going forward.
This isn't even I wanted to see.
Can AD please fix this so we get sports on this TV?
Let's get up on so we can see the same 4 guys yell at each other.
About the Jets.
Followed by the same 2 guys yell at each other.
The Jets and the Cowboys over and over again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, good. It's get up. Will the Jets offensive line hold up this year?
Tomorrow on tomorrow's show, we're going to talk about the Verlander-Scherzer matchup while these guys are distracted by Magic Mike.
Yeah, we're not watching Magic Mike tomorrow.
No Magic Mike, okay? We don't need...
We're not going to have Genuine on in here.
Meow, meow, what I need... Meow. Okay, since you brought up the Texans, did you see the offensive line?
Wait.
Well, you brought up football, I think.
Yeah, I didn't bring up the Texans.
I'm bringing up the Texans.
So, yeah, I
don't
want to
talk
about
Ray Liotta anymore.
That's fine. I saw the... I did see the... you're asking about the offensive depth chart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Titus Howard?
It's interesting. Titus Howard is on at right tackle. Jarrett Patterson, rookie center guard from Notre Dame, is on at center. Drew Scruggs is out, so makes some sense.
Josh Jones.
And then Josh Jones at left guard. Have they run that in a game? They haven't run this in a game at all.
No, because... Obviously. Yeah,
not in the preseason.
You just got the injuries, yeah.
Well, so, I mean, you want to talk about continuity. Zero continuity on this offensive line.
That makes it even. This makes it.
And
even
you run
worse.
Zone scheme. And zone scheme is working as one unit. I mean, they run gap too, but zone scheme is the offensive line works as one entity. So your first steps are very similar when you're, you know, your first two steps, boom, boom, are going to look the same as you're moving left or moving right. And it takes a fluidity. It takes understanding the guy next to you. Eric Winston and I talked about this one time where he said, you know, it's just the thing where. If you have the guy next to you, Mike Brizell was the guy next to him when they were at their best. It was at right guard. And he said, you just kind of, you look and you know there's certain fronts and you just kind of, you know how you're going to pass a block off when they stunt and do things like that. Astros, the Texans are not going to have that this game.
No, they're not. And it's, yeah, I mean, it's so important.
It's just hard. It's not a coaching issue. It's not a player issue. It's just they need time.
And you got a rookie quarterback making his debut. Yeah. You're going to have a defense that's going to be probably pretty complex, trying to confuse the guy. You're going to have a lot of zone blitzes. You're going to have all kinds of stuff that's going to that is going to work against the Houston Texans this Sunday. It is. Listen, Titus Howard just had surgery August 7th on his hand. Hand surgery after a broken hand. He was projected to be out 4 to 6 weeks, and it looks like he's going to be at right tackle. He did just get the big payday. I admire him. Remember just a couple of years ago, Tunsil.
He shut it down.
Shut his on a thumb.
He shut everything down.
Yeah, we see forever. Offensive linemen with gigantic bandages all over, and Tunsil just said, nah.
It's hard playing like
but
that.
But those guys don't wear those the athletic face mask like Tunsil does. He's an athlete. Like a wide receiver wouldn't show up there with the broken hand.
No,
so.
Finely tuned athletes. Yeah. You need to, you have to be at your very best physically.
Yeah. I mean, I know he's a finely tuned athlete. And
Look at the man's drip on the field. Forget all our talk about what he does off the field. He's got that athlete. He's got an athlete face mask. He's got the pants like a wide receiver. He doesn't have knee pads that cover his knees. That man is like, look, in a different world, I could be a jumbo wide receiver. And if my hand's broken, I ain't playing. Mm-hmm. So I'm surprised Titus Howard didn't take clues from Tunsil and go, you know what?
I kind of like a guy that, you know, he gets paid a lot of money and he actually wants to be on the field.
I mean, that's cool.
It's nice.
It's neat. I think it's different.
It's neat stuff.
That is neat stuff.
Neat stuff. Actually, I think that's admirable. Nice job, Titus Howard.
I got to go with the guy who goes, if I'm not 100%,
you like
I can't.
Drip guy.
The drip with the uniform, he looks like he plays wide receiver at Ohio State. And he goes, I got to be 100% to be at my best. And if I can't be 100%, I'm not going to go out there and hurt my team.
Yeah. Well, it would have been better. I don't know if you saw who they played at left tackle while he was nursing that thumb.
70% of Laremy Tunsil is not as good as 100% whoever they ran out there. That's what he was thinking.
That's what he was thinking.
He was wrong.
Yeah, he was way wrong. Way. And oh, by the way, probably could have been about 95% of him.
You don't know his body like he does.
That's a good point.
That is a good point. I don't know his body at all, if you want to know the
truth. You know Ray Liotta's body, though.
Yeah. Well, he and Zion. If I ain't 100%, I ain't playing. I don't feel like Laremy Tunsil, apparently.
You don't feel like it.
I don't feel like Laremy Tunsil.
You're a little out of line. He played all last year.
No, he did. No,
it was
no,
a
no.
bad year. He played all last year. Was it a contract year?
Yeah.
Sure.
Sure it was. But he still played.
And to be fair to Zion, we didn't know what was going on off the court with Zion. So you can understand maybe not wanting to take the work.
He was busy.
Whoa. Why have we been spending this much time talking about Laremy Tunsil when our friend... Gilbert? Do you think that's real?
I think so, but we got a break, and okay. we will talk to Gilbert on the other side. I hope it's not real. We will find out on the other side. Right now, we're talking about Billy Brown and Aqueduct Plumbing.
I got to have him come out. For some reason, one of my toilets in the master bath, it's been making these noises. It didn't fill up last night. Hmm. But then it filled up later, and I'm like, okay. And my wife said, you need to get those plumber guys out here that you have.
Those plumber guys?
Yeah. And I said,
how about a little disrespectful.
I said, you mean Aqueduct Plumbing Company?
Yeah. And Billy Brown?
I'll call him. And I think she in her heart wanted me to call last night at 10-something.
Yeah, no.
And I'm
no,
like, yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Mary's busy, okay? Mm. Mary will probably answer the phone when you call. It's a family business. Billy and his sister are there. And everybody just seems to be, everybody's on the same page. They love what they do. They help people. They get to your home or your business, and they take care of that business. They're awesome at what they do. If you're looking for that plumber, there's only one place to go. It's Aqueduct Plumbing Company. 281-488-6238, 281-488-6238. You're looking for the best plumbers. We really believe in them. You should too. AqueductPlumbingCompany.com.
ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. Dude.
I'd be most worried about seeing my seminal vesicles.
Or like the Florida State seminal vesicles?
John plus Lance equals a damn good start to your day. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
So, a reminder, this Sunday, I am going to be at Nick's Place giving out Coors Lights. Everybody there is going to get free Coors Lights
while you're watching
football.
A game of the city of Houston taking on a game of the city of Baltimore?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. I don't know what teams it'll be, but it'll be at noon on Sunday. It'll be a team from Houston playing a team
from
Baltimore.
But you're not challenging people to drinking contests.
I'm not challenging anyone to a drinking contest. Yeah. I'm just buying your Coors Lights while you're
there. Well, sometimes when you get to talking, you sound like you threaten people like, oh, you're a baby. You're some kind of little girly man who can't do anything with your beer, you sad little man. It sounds like that's what I internalize what you're saying to people if they don't have enough beer.
Do
you have a cutoff?
I'm not calling anyone the P word just because they won't, you know, drink as many beers as I do. Although that's what my friends all do. You've heard that before.
I've seen you go after people.
Not listeners.
Has he ever gone after you for not drinking?
He's never called me the P word because we would have an actual problem at that point. But he has not to my face. Maybe said it to his friend.
It to RJ too. RJ wasn't a drinker.
But he would bellow at me from across halls and rooms going, hey, Dale, come have a drink. Drink. Yeah. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
Because you don't drink.
That's fine. I don't trust you because you do.
I don't trust anyone who doesn't drink. Speaking of RJ. Hey, John. Hey, miss you guys. Love you guys. Okay, so why the F is Christian Wood a Laker?
Do you have an answer for that question? Do you have some inside information?
I have no because to aggravate you, I'm going to say.
I'll tell RJ it's because the Heat are still waiting on a Lillard trade, so they didn't sign him because he was rumored to go there. There's your answer.
Because why?
Because the Heat are still waiting to see if they can get Damian Lillard before they make any other moves. Yes. So that's why Christian Wood had to make a choice. And he said, all right, how long can I wait? And then he went to the soccer
league. Yeah, he sent it to me, too.
Yeah.
When did he send this? This morning?
This morning, yeah. It just came through.
He said, what did you do? It's not our fault.
It's not our fault. I said it was to aggravate you. That's why. That's why he's there.
I mean, if he's listening, if he really wants to get aggravated, you can recount how much time we spent together at the Golden Nugget.
Not much.
We watched so much football, had so many.
We were down there waiting for him.
We did with him, too.
How many meals did we have together?
Two.
We had breakfast and we had
breakfast. Oh, that doesn't count. We're trying to get out of there.
Still,
did you have breakfast with him?
Yeah,
look at what he's doing.
He's trying to make RJ feel
bad about himself.
Yeah. I'm just trying to.
Does that make you feel good about yourself when you have
when you
other
gave
people
somebody
feel bad?
$20 tip, you erased it right
No,
there.
What I'm trying to do is point out to RJ is, despite what they've said, they're terrible people.
So you are such a bad.
You're the worst person. ever.
I'm not worried.
You're trying to make RJ feel bad about himself?
I'm not trying
so
to make
you feel better about
yourself?
I'm not
trying. Yeah,
that's
I don't,
what he does.
That's
he
what you do.
People. Actually, I feel bad that I spent so much time with you.
He kicks people.
To be fair, it's not really about making myself feel better. It's to point out how terrible you guys are, despite your claims. That man, why you want to spend time with me when I don't care enough to? I don't really care. This guy reached out to you, wanted to spend time with him.
Did not want to. No, I didn't. We didn't want to spend any time with you. But
well,
you were there.
You found a way to make it happen.
You were there for some reason.
How many times did you text
RJ,
me?
Oh, I see how it is. Del, Marsha.
I told you.
See? Yeah. He is listening.
I told you. RJ, I want to let you know, if you're still listening, how many times John texted me to come down and see.
Never.
He's trying to put heat on
he's
you.
He's a terrible
I realize
person.
If he never. It's two birds with one stone. You hate that RJ has to take these bullets, but you're doing it to try to. To try to get under John's skin. So you see what he's doing. So he's willing to. He's willing for his shrapnel to hit other people.
So RJ, if you
he don't care
when you were in Lake Charles with those two,
it's not friendly fire either.
No, it's
just,
not.
RJ, if you were in Lake Charles with those two and you never got a text about, hey, where are you? Let's have lunch. Let's just say John.
You didn't get that from me.
John
either.
Saved those for me.
No.
Unfortunately. Sorry, RJ.
RJ, come back.
He's a bad person.
RJ, come back, please.
He's a bad person, RJ.
Because we have to deal with people.
We have to deal with this.
This. And other such things.
Yeah, hurry back.
RJ, you should call in and really say this.
You owe us all an apology. And I want it.
That video is phenomenal.
What an a-hole.
That video.
What a bad, bad person.
People from the SEC, the video that Dell took that from is a. No, not SEC. It's a TCU fan.
No, it's a Mississippi State fan.
Oh, no, it's Mississippi State fan. Oh, yeah, because they gave us. No, that was an old one. That was a national championship game. So that video is from when TCU. I'd never seen it. When TCU played Georgia and they were getting literally their heads kicked off, this Mississippi State fan was on there screaming at his phone on, and he uploaded it. He was so mad that the college football playoffs, you gave us this! You gave us this! Like, he's so mad. What did they do to deserve this, to get this game? Like, he was so mad at TCU, and this came up again when TCU
what you
beat
have
by
done.
Colorado. You, this video came out again.
Oh, wow.
Tonight. That's what you have done.
Watch this.
Listen you have done that. Look at this right here. 45-7. Okay? Now, look at this. They just. Yeah. Luckily, he dropped the ball. What is this? What is this? What have you given us? This is a national championship game. That's what this is. It is 45-7. You thought TCU belonged in this game? What was the qualifications, College Football Playoff Committee? What was their qualifications? Getting beat by Kansas State. That qualifies you for this game, the biggest game of the year. The game that every college football fan, no matter what team they pull for, looks forward to. And this is the garbage that you gave us. Pathetic. You are pathetic. This is a disaster.
Who is this guy?
This is a barn fire.
Uh-oh.
It's just a random mistake.
And every one of you.
Look at Josh Brolin.
Not one of you deserves to be on that committee. If this is what you think college football is supposed to look like.
Okay. Is that how mad RJ is right now?
I don't know. I'm glad he called in. He wants to talk to you guys, and he should.
All right, RJ. Did you golf with Dell too, huh? Did you go to the pool?
Did you go to the pool? I would never allow
did
that
you
to happen.
Golf with no. RJ. RJ. He's full of it. We didn't want him around, and he just kept showing
up. If you want
up.
Me to read the text, RJ, I can.
It's just a jerk, RJ.
I'm pretty sure. Dell. Marsha. Yeah. Loving Dell. Oh, my gosh. And then they come down over there. They see me, and they're like, all right, we're going to go gamble. F this guy, bro. What the heck?
I can tell you Twitch is sad that you are gone. Dell doesn't play the music that they asked
for.
He
want
just does whatever he wants.
Well, everybody's sad that you're
I've
gone.
I've spoken about Twitch a number of times. They're the dregs of this of the Nice M5
this
Society.
This isn't RJ on
the
mobile. This is real RJ.
Yeah, this is RJ. And Twitch, I have complete disdain for you, so I don't care.
Guys. This is RJ. Calling back. I meant to call it a long time ago, but...
How is so, RJ, how's it going right now? How are things in Jacksonville? Are you guys getting hyped for the season?
Yeah, a lot of people are hyped for the season. I mean, I'm, you know, I'm just still trying to get back into the swing of things, you know, over there. I've been so used to John and Lance time, John and Lance, you know, show and looking at the Twitch to see what songs to play. And now it's, you know, there's a whole different thing right now. So just trying to get back into the swing of it. Definitely ready for the Houston-Jacksonville game when we have that. I've been watching a lot of Texans. I have Jalen Green as an all-star this year. So I'm still – the Houston blood is still in me, guys.
Let's excavate some of that with this text from John.
No.
Hey, what do you want me to order for you? I've got Lance's.
Well, I did. We ordered for RJ, too.
Did he ever ask what he could order for you, RJ?
Oh, John.
No, he is a
Sunday Night Football. We ordered for RJ,
yeah,
too.
We watched Sunday Night Football with him. We watched the Cowboy game with RJ. And then we went and gambled. And guess what? We did that with you, too. That's what we did. Yeah.
I never got locked into the DraftKings sportsbook like you did.
But
to
him. did we leave immediately after?
I got locked into the sportsbook.
Yes, we left immediately after RJ.
And then, you know, I hear Lance going, like, you know, he's showing for crazy.
Well, his phone is.
And then they all, like, they both leave, and then I'm, like, cleaning up, and then, like, the security guard and everybody else just leaves.
And they locked RJ in.
I didn't realize
that was such a traumatic trip to Lake Charles for RJ.
Oh, we got to break it. RJ, your phone sucks, too, by the way.
Well, it's not the phone. It's the coverage.
It's maybe that's it. RJ, man, we miss you. Miss you more. Trust us, okay? We got this to deal with every day.
Somebody on Twitch just said, "This is Dell. Mom loves me more."
Yeah.
No, I wish they didn't. I wish he didn't show me as much attention as he did. He's smothering RJ. He's a smothering parent. I wish you were back here.
Beat it, Dell. RJ, hurry back. Hurry back, bro. All right, there's RJ with us here.
Turn it off.
Oh, did you have Gilbert's turn it off?
Oh, man, we didn't even get to has Gilbert even in the hospital.
Well, he'll call back.
Oh, yeah, he will.
Trust me.
All right, we got to break it here. Right now I got to talk about Doc Lindell. I got to think, I think my hair is looking really good today. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. It is a great hair day I'm having today, and it's all because of Doc Linville. All my hair days are great. And somebody asked me, does Doc have the PRP? And the answer is yes. So you can get to stimulate your hair growth by using the PRP. They take your blood, they mix it up, and then they re-inject it into your head, and it really stimulates the hair growth. And this may be what you go through. This might be what you do. The doc will tell you exactly what you're going to do. Here's the deal. You get the neografting or the PRP, but you're going to have hair. Doc is going to make sure that it works for you. He's getting unbelievable results time after time after time after time. You will love Doc Lindell. You'll love the process. The neo-grafting is the best way to go about it as opposed to the other ways that you do it. Some of the other ones are terrible, terrible, painful, and awful. Doc's anesthetic lasts 3 days, and you really don't even need it. I got mine done, and I was back at work on Monday. Fred actually worked the same day that he was in the chair for 8 hours. So listen, if you're looking for the best way to get hair, 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's time to rejoin the undisputed best sports talk show in Houston. It's Clearly John and Lance, except no substitutes.
Reminder, Knicks play Sunday, noon. Giving away free all day. Well, not all day. The entire game. Noon till 3:15, whatever it takes. 3:15, whatever it takes. All free Coors Lights for everybody. So get to Nick's place. Nick's place on Sunday. Gilbert's back? Okay. Apparently Gilbert is in the hospital. We got to find this out. Gilbert, you in the hospital?
Yeah.
What? Where? What hospital?
Memorial City Hospital.
Memorial?
Gessner and I-10.
Right there, Gessner and I-10. Why are you in the hospital? What happened?
About Labor Day night. I couldn't hardly even walk anyway, and I keep on falling down, you know, shaking and urinating unexpectedly, you know. Not real dizzy anyway now.
Well,
and they got you into the hospital?
Yeah, I did. Caught the car ambulance.
Oh, yeah?
How long? That's the bad way to start the NFL week number one for me anyway now.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. That's a rough NFL week number one for you, yes.
Yes.
That's a, we're really more concerned about your health than, you know, but I understand that you're concerned about, hey, getting off to a good start in the NFL with week number one, but just make sure you're taken care of and you get healthy, okay, Gilbert?
Yeah, I know. Can I ask you two guys a favor? Will you come with me in the hospital?
What's that?
What?
Will you come with me in the hospital?
Who, Gilbert and Wendy? Wendy and John?
No.
He's asking both of you.
What about
Lance?
Hold on. Let the man speak here. I think he said Wendy and
Lance
John.
Lance wants to come.
Wendy and John for sure.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Lance is going to do that.
We're coming in the hospital.
What room are you in, Gilbert?
I'm at wait just a minute.
Don't get up if you're not supposed to.
I'm in the I'm on 6th floor, 6M25.
6M25?
As in Mary? M?
No, 6M25.
6M25?
That's my room number anyway, yeah.
6M25. Okay.
Well, yeah, can you, when
yeah
you
I think Lance me? And Nicole are going to be there this
She's
afternoon.
She's homeschooling, so I know she can't do anything, but I'll try to swing by.
Yeah.
How long?
Let me ask you guys a question.
Okay.
I want to say something. Just because the Astros won two in a row by the Rangers, they're going to be world champions again. I don't think so.
Whoa. Wow.
Well, yeah.
What about
just because you beat the Rangers? Big deal is what he's saying.
Now they come back to the
big deal.
Big deal anyway.
To the Astros, maybe part of you beat the Rangers. You know,
you're not impressed, right?
You know
now,
what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Are you not impressed?
What about 14-1? What about Jose Altuve hitting all those homers? You're not impressed?
Death on the road. Death on the road.
Well, they're really good on the road.
Anyway,
yeah.
You're talking about their home record, and he's right.
What happened to the Yankees. They got swept there.
Yeah? Is he wrong?
Yeah, no, he's not wrong.
Is he wrong?
He's not wrong. There's no question. He's not wrong. Well, Gilbert, I mean, you got to be optimistic about your team, though.
No, he's usually not.
That's your team. That's your favorite team.
So are you not, do you not like their chances moving forward? Do you think, are you kind of just in the big deal? This is the Rangers camp right now?
Yeah, big deal.
Yeah.
Big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
What about Texans? We got week one, first week of the season. What are your thoughts moving forward for this year?
About Texans to be good. They'll probably beat the Buffalo Ravens.
Do you think they're going to beat the Baltimore? What?
Hey, I'm marking this down.
You think they're going to beat the Baltimore Ravens?
Yeah.
Coach Prime.
The coin has spoken.
The coin has spoken.
The coin has spoken.
Heads, it's a win. Tails, it's a loss.
Well, okay.
All right.
6M.
Well, you come with me, all right?
So, all right, 6M.
Make it clear, Gilbert, which person do you want to visit you? Do you want both of them to visit you?
What about Dell?
He doesn't want me to visit him.
He might.
Dell, what about Dell?
Dell can check up with me.
Who?
Dell.
I lost my license.
No, now I can't drive?
I can't drive, and Uber's going to be expensive. Sorry.
6M25.
You are a horrible person.
Gilbert, would like if any listener sent a flowers to you, not really care about flowers.
Okay, well, talk to you later then. Okay, bye-bye.
That's an answer.
There goes that answer.
That is the answer. And I don't blame them.
No.
What I would have liked to say is they can send me egg rolls, or they can give me pizza, or they can give me cash, or a football, or a mug.
Yeah.
You provide the mugs, though. He doesn't need another one.
Yep, I gave him what I could, and he got it.
Did you send me a traffic girl? That'd be great. Right?
He said that too.
Yep.
Well, that would be trafficking, I think.
Yeah. Right. You send a traffic girl, is that considered trafficking?
Did you ding-dong ditch his house?
No, he said his electricity was out.
Yeah, you
remember
did.
He said my electricity. I was
you
like,
went all the way there and didn't even see him.
His light came on. I rang the doorbell and stood sure there, and no one would go because everyone was afraid in the house.
He considered that a win going there and not seeing him.
No, I mean, now I will tell you, it was a W for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I sat there with a and I held this up to the ring. He's got a ring doorbell. I held it up so they wouldn't think someone was coming to mug the place because I just had the feeling that they'd be nervous that somebody's just ringing their door because who just rings your doorbell anymore?
No one.
Who just comes to your house?
Well, Lamont's in our house. Let's get him in here. Hey, Lamont.
Hey, man. What's the deal, Virgins? I want the Astros to win the division. But then when I seen the home and away split yesterday, and Gilbert is not too far off, man, to be honest. I was like, you know, the wild card may not be all that bad, man. Because the Astros are not... It seems like the Astros are more optimal on the road than they are at home. And I'm like, okay, winning the division will be nice. That's the shortest path to the championship. But the way that they're playing on the road right now, I wouldn't be upset with a wild card. And that's all I have, fellas.
Yeah.
I mean, it's.
I mean, it makes sense, but
you never want to not have home field advantage. But
plus, you want to buy in the first round. You don't want to play in the wild card.
They're
round.
Minus -7 at home differential, and they're over plus like one whatever. I think they've got the highest road differential of any team in Major League Baseball.
It's ridiculous.
I don't want wild card, but at the same time, you want home field, but you also want to be able to win on the
road.
Well,
you also want to. You want to avoid the first round wild card.
Well,
you use up your pitching in those three games, possible three games. You have to play all three on the road. You and then you get to the next series where you're depleted pitching wise. And oh, by the way, Astros starting pitching can't afford to be depleted.
The Astros are the only team entering the playoffs that hope for a split at home in the first two. Yeah. If we can get one, go on the road will be great.
No. Listen, I know how that. No, you don't want Lamont. You don't want to be wild card. You don't want any of that. You don't want to risk it not advancing to the ALDS. You don't want to deplete your pitching. You don't want to travel. I mean, just play better at home. I get it, but no, you can win one at home in the ALDS and then win the other two on the road.
Yeah, just get the split.
Right, right. Just win one of the first two. And then take the two on the road, and you win. And you advance to the ALCS again. But avoid the wild card at all costs. At all costs. You do not want to do that. I know it looks because of their record on the road, but no thank you.
Visit Gilbert in the hospital and bring pictures of TV personalities. That's a suggestion.
That is.
He would like that, but they need to be headshots. They need to be autographed. Because if you come with pictures, he'll be like, "Where's you get them autographed?" Like, oh
no!
Do I need to do that?
Well, why would you? Where are you going to get Jennifer Reina pictures?
A headshot. Well, you can get them off the internet.
Off the internet.
Yeah.
Offer you. Just
but I think he wants
stuff off her. What's creepy about going to someone's Instagram page and just printing pictures of them off?
Who still prints pictures
in color? Because Gilbert needs that.
Gilbert, needs
I know.
That.
Get that man a smartphone or something.
All right. You know what you need? You need your tickets against TCU. U of H fans, this is what we've been waiting for, the Big 12. It's time for you to get your tickets now because guess what? The stadium's going to be full. You could go to the secondary market, I guess, or you can buy them. It's unbelievable how cheap it is to get in. You got a Cougar Paw package, which includes three games. You can select TCU as one of your games. Package is only $66 and doesn't include Texas, but their three-game package for $66. That's ridiculously low, $22 a game. Get your tickets today. Go to uhcougars.com/tickets or call 713-GO-COUGS. It's time. Big 12 is here. You're going to clash with one of the national championship runner-up, the TCU Horned Frogs, the first game in the Big 12. We don't want TCU to have more fans than we do there. Let's go. You got all of the fun that's involved with college football. It's a great atmosphere. The stadium is excellent. There's not a bad seat in the house. Let's go. All you need to do is go to uhcougars.com/tickets or call 713-GO-COUGS.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.